something that God has placed on my heart in the past 2 weeks. And the message that I'm going to preach to you is based off of my time when I was falling away from God because of circumstances that was taking place in my life. You know, already a minister, but wanted to give up on God because things weren't going right. Things were difficult in my life. And I decided, you know what? This is not worth it anymore. Why should I have to struggle through this life even though I'm serving you, Lord? And my soul started to wither. But then God spoke to me. And he said unto me, I want to restore you. That's what I want to do. I want to restore back unto you. And I'd like to ask you to stand tonight as I read the scripture tonight. And I'm reading from the book of Joel, chapter 2, from verse 21. Praise God. And it says, from verse 21, it says, fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord has done marvelous things. Do not be afraid, you beast of the field, for the open pastures are springing up, and the trees bears its fruit. The fig tree and the vine yield their strength. Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain faithfully, and he will cause the rain to come down for you. The former rain and the latter rain in the first month, the threshing floor shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with new wine and oil. So I will restore unto you, that word, so I will restore unto you the years that the locust has eaten, the crawling locust and consuming locust, and the chewing locust. My great army which I sent among you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be put to shame. Then you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel. I am the Lord your God, and there is no other. My people shall never be put to shame. And it says, and it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also on my manservant and on my maidservant, I will pour out my spirit in those days. Amen. Father, I ask you tonight, Father, in Jesus' name tonight, Lord, that you just take control right now, Lord, that you take control of my speech, Lord God, that it will be all about you, Lord, and none about me, Father, that I, oh God, that you will remove self from this, that you might be glorified, Father. Bless this time together in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Turn to your neighbor and tell them restoration time. You may be seated. So what time is it? It's restoration time, amen? You know, that word, restoration, I always like to define what that means. And the topic I'm preaching on tonight is restoration time. But what does that word, restoration, really mean? Well, I looked it up, and it means restoring or bringing you back to what the original condition was that God intended for you. That's what he wants to do. He wants to bring you back to that original condition that he had for you. You know, in Jeremiah it says like this, I know the plans that I have for you. Plans to bless you, to give you a hope and a future, amen? It goes on to say in the book of Deuteronomy, to make you the head and not the tail, to make you the lender and not the borrower, amen? That's what his plans are for you. You know, that you shall prosper and be in good health just as your soul prospers. Amen. When he said to Adam and Eve, go out and have dominion over the things. God wants to restore dominion over the things. Amen. God wants to give back unto you what the enemy has stolen. Amen. Too many times we have allowed the enemy to come in and to take from us. But tonight I want to tell you tonight that God sent me here to tell you that he's getting ready to restore unto you. We're going to draw us a line in the sand. I'm going to say to the enemy, No more shall I have it from you. Tonight, we're going into the enemy's camp. Hallelujah. And we're going to take back what the enemy has stolen from us. Amen. We're going to take back our health. Amen. We're going to take back our finances. We're going to take back our families. Hallelujah. We're going to take back all that he has stolen from us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus came and he said, that I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly, amen. That tells me that he wants us to have life here on earth and then life abundantly thereafter. He wants us to live in the fullness of his promises right now. He wants us to live in what he has blessed us with. It says, all things that pertains to life and godliness I have already given unto you, amen. So then if he has already given us, amen, what we have, so why do we continue to live in bondage, amen? Why do we continue to be yoked up? Because the word of God says, whom the Son of Man has set free is free indeed, amen. Is free indeed, hallelujah. No reason to be living in bondage. No reason to be living as slaves, you know, to poverty. No reason to be living where parents are walking out on their children and leaving them fatherless. You know, when the child wakes up and they ask, where's my dad or where's my mom? Nowhere to be found. And it's time we draw a line and say, no more are we going to allow the enemy to come into our homes and take our families from us. Hallelujah. And, you know, there's nothing normal about being sick. There's nothing normal about our children constantly being sick, or we constantly not able to meet our bills, or we're constantly fighting with our spouses, or whatever it might be. There is nothing normal about that. There is nothing normal about families falling apart. There is nothing normal about divorces taking place, for God never intended it that way. It is time we tear down the strongholds. Hallelujah. And that God is getting ready to restore, evangel. Let me tell you something. I have been here 3 years to date, and let me tell you something. I have a stirring in my heart that I'm sharing with Pastor Rick, that God is getting ready to restore unto the people of this church the years that the enemy has stolen, the times that you lived in bondage. God is going to restore. Hallelujah. You see, God never intended for us to live that way. As I said, it's about time. I want you to get militant tonight. I want you to get angry tonight with the devil. I want you to say tonight, no more, no more. Tonight I'm taking back. I'm storming your camp, devil, and I'm taking back my loved ones tonight. I'm taking back my children tonight. I'm taking back my health tonight. I'm taking back my finances tonight. I'm taking it back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know, as I told you, the message that I'm preaching, it's a time when I wanted to give up on God. You know, I was going through a difficult time, health-wise, finances, everything was going wrong, and I was getting really dry. My soul dried up. And I said to God, I don't understand this. If you called me, then why do I feel like you're not around? And I started to, I wept before the Lord. At that time, I was co-pastoring at another church. And even church members, you know, the ones that are supposed to support you, can come up against you and give you a difficult time. Amen? But see, I went before God. And I remember clearly God said to me, I want to restore you. Well, I thought at that point that he was going to restore back my health, my finances, and everything else. But God said, no, 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 no. There's steps that needs to be taken in restoration. So I said, Lord, how is it going to happen? And that brings me to my first point. He says, the first thing I need to restore your soul. Because your soul is drying up, my son. So see, when restoration needs to come, the first thing that needs to be restored is your soul. Because without God in there ministering, you can't have your miracle that he wants to restore. Because he said in the Psalms, he says, he restoreth my soul. Amen? You see, the first thing that I learned, because there was such bitterness and unforgiveness in my heart, the first thing that God needed to restore was my soul. And he says, do you know what you need to do? You need to repent and forgive. That's what needs to happen for your soul to be restored. You see, and I learned repentance is like purging the soul, and forgiveness is like the burden or the chain being lifted off of you. You see, so many times we think that when someone wrongs us and we forgive them, that somehow they get off and they don't pay the price for it. But until you get to that point that you forgive that person, that's the only time that God can start working in their lives. Amen? Because remember, God says, Vengeance belongeth to him. Amen. So what we need to do is to repent and forgiveness in God in order for God to start restoring the soul. You know what unforgiveness does? Unforgiveness is like a cage or cell. It traps you that you're not able to live in the fullness. You're constantly bitter. You're constantly, you know, miserable. You're constantly fighting. You're constantly uneasy. That's what unforgiveness does. But you see, when you forgive, your soul becomes free. And God can start the restoration process on your soul first. Hallelujah. You see, when your soul is dry, it's like when you thirst and your throat becomes dry. You longeth for water, amen? And it's the same way the psalmist says, as the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs after you. See, soul restoration was the first thing that God needed to restore in me. Then he said to me, the next thing I need to restore is your mind, the way you think. He said, you see, your thinking is wrong. You know, in Proverbs it says, for as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. I also know the scripture that says, you have the authority and the ability to speak things that are not as though they were. Amen. You see, but the battle takes place in the mind. That's where it's won or lost. Not in the physical, but in the mind. You see, what we need to do is we need to change the way that we think. We need to start thinking in a positive manner. If you think that you will be nothing, you will be nothing in this life. If you think that you will never be anything good, well, so you have spoken into your life. You have spoken those things into your life. Parents, when you tell your children that, you know what, you will be nothing good, you're stupid, you know, you are this, you are that, guess what you are doing? You are speaking into their lives what their future is going to be. What you need to do, what we need to do as parents, is take away the negativity and start speaking the positive things into their lives, amen? Start speaking things that are wholesome and godly into their lives, amen? Even though, you know, as my boys, they can drive you crazy and make you say things, you know. But that, you know what? They're a blessing, amen? You see, the other thing that our mind does, it blocks us from expecting from God. You see, people come to God with a low expectancy of who he is, amen? But I believe when you come to God, he says in his word, you got to expect from him, amen? If you come into the worship service expecting nothing, then you will get nothing. Amen? If you come into church expecting to leave the same way you came in, you're going to leave the same way you came in. Amen? You got to come in with an expectancy that God is going to break strongholds in your life, that God is going to deliver, that God is going to set free, that God is going to break down the walls that have been built up. Amen? We need to come in with an expectancy of who God is. He says, they that come to me must believe that I am a rewarder of them that diligently seek me. Amen? We need to expect God to restore, amen. We need to expect our bills to be paid. We need to expect that, you know, of health is going to be restored. Expect from God. God is a big God. He's not nervous. He's not small. It's not that he can't give unto you, but you need to start expecting God to do it in your lives, amen. Hallelujah. You know, we have the ability to speak things that are not as though they were. You have the ability to speak positive, and you have the ability to speak negative into your life. You know, I was walking with one of my friends one day, and there was this homeless person came up to us, and asked him for money. Now, I don't endorse just giving them money like that. But here's what he said. I don't have any money. I looked at him. You don't have any money? You have money in your pocket. So what I'm saying is, he spoke into his life that he did not have any money. Don't be surprised if it comes to pass that you don't have any money, amen? I'm not saying go out and share your money, but speak things that are positive. Start declaring, you know, the things that God has spoken into your life. Start declaring the promises. Has God given you a promise of health? Start declaring the promises that by his stripes you are healed. Has God declared to you finances? He says, I own a cattle on 1,000 hills. Amen. He says, I will make you again the head and not the tail. I will make you the lender and not the borrower. Start speaking it into your life. Start speaking it into your children's life. Change the way that you think. Start expecting big things of God. Amen. Hallelujah. God is able to give unto us. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. You know, one of the things that we have difficulty with is our past. Amen. Because our past comes back to talk to us a lot of times. Amen. But you see, by not speaking to your past and telling it, you know what? That's my past. And you need to stay there as my past because that has no bearing on me. Amen. But you see, it all takes place, again, in the mind. That's where it takes place, in your mind. Because that's where the enemy comes in and starts to speak the negativity to you, in your mind. It says, let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, amen? What kind of mind is that? It's a mind that has had positive. It's a mind that saw Calvary, amen. It is a mind that saw you sitting here today. It is a mind that saw you when you were unsaved, amen. It is a mind that Jesus had that saw the struggle that you would have in life. And it is a mind that said, oh, I love you and I want to reach out to you and wrap my arms around you that I can restore you, that I can take away the hurts, that I can take away the pain, that I can take away the struggles. He had that mind and he foresaw it in the future. If he had a negative mind, he would have said, you know what? They're not worth it, me going through that struggle. But his mind was a positive mind that he had in him, amen. That's the mind that he says to have, the mind that's like in Christ Jesus, a positive mind, amen. That you are positive that God is going to deliver you, amen. That you are positive that God is going to set you free. That you are positive that your children are not going to be sick. That you are positive that your children are going to grow up to be ministers for God, amen. You are positive that you would meet your bills. You are positive that, guess what, my husband's going to be saved or my wife is going to be saved. You are positive that God is going to do mighty things in your lives. Amen. Hallelujah. And the third thing that God restored was my body. You see, after he restored the soul and restored the mind, that I can start thinking the way he wants me to think, then he could work on the body. See, then he can work on the sickness and the depression and the hurts, and the anxiety, and everything else, now he can work. For in Isaiah it says, he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Amen. You see, God is still in the healing business. How many of you know that? Hallelujah. You may not see it. You may not see your healing today, but know that by his stripes you are healed. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, he wants to heal the brokenhearted, amen. He wants to heal the broken bodies, amen. He wants to heal the broken homes and the broken lives, hallelujah. He wants to restore unto you what the enemy has stolen, amen. He wants to bring back to you all that is necessary for life and godliness, amen. As I said in the beginning, there is nothing normal about families falling apart. There is nothing normal about people living, struggling day to day. There is nothing normal about that, hallelujah. But I can tell you what is normal tonight. I can tell you what it is, what's normal. Normal is having your money, your bills paid. Normal is waking up in the morning without a headache and a back pain and a heart struggle and sitting in a wheelchair or whatever it might be. That is normal. And God is saying, I want to restore unto you. Hallelujah. Oh, I want to restore unto you, church. I want to restore the kingdom unto you. I want to restore the marriage unto you. I want to restore your child. Oh, I want to restore unto you. Oh, hallelujah. 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 I believe that God is tearing down strongholds. I believe that God is breaking walls down tonight. I believe that God wants to bring back someone tonight that their relationship might have drifted off, but I believe that God wants to bring you back tonight. I believe tonight you might be saying, you know what, I had enough. I can't take this anymore. I've been serving God, but I want to tell you tonight, hold on, hold on, for joy comes in the morning. Joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. Get ready, church. Get ready. Get excited. Start expecting my heart. Shut that up. Oh, start expecting mighty things from God. Start expecting it to happen. Start tonight, Sarah, you know, start thinking positive right now that it is going to happen. Amen. He said it in his word. He said to try me and prove me. Hallelujah. God is not a man that he should lie. Hallelujah. If he had a bashanda, if he promised it, let me tell you tonight, he is going to deliver. Amen. If he said he's going to do it, he's going to do it. Amen. For he says, I know the plans. He knows the plans, hallelujah. He knows the plans, church. He knows the plans that he has for you. So does the enemy. But see, God is a mighty God. He's a mighty fortress, hallelujah. He's our strong tower, hallelujah. He's the one that we can run to in our times of struggles, hallelujah. He's the one that sticks closer than a brother, hallelujah. He says, when your mother and your father forsake me, then I will take you up, amen. When the world forsakes you and no one else can go with you, then you can run to the strong tower and you can run in and say, Lord, I need your restoration, oh God. I need your refreshing, hallelujah. I want to tell someone tonight, hold on, hold on, hold on. The morning is almost here. It might be day, after darkness is light, amen. Hold on, I want to tell you tonight, God is getting ready to break out the strongholds. God is getting ready to take the chains. Oh, church, get excited. We're going to the enemy's camp, and we are going to take back. We're going to take back. We're taking back. Hallelujah. Are you ready, church? Are you going to say tonight that I'm going to take back what the enemy has stolen? I'm taking back it. No more sickness on my children. Hallelujah. No more sickness in my home. No more poverty. No more struggling to meet my bills. I am taking it back. Hallelujah. Say you get excited tonight, church. I want you to get excited. I want you to get militant tonight. I want you to allow God to move tonight. See, his word says in there, he says, after I restore unto you all that the enemy has stolen, that's what he's going to do. He says, and it shall come to pass. Afterwards, it shall come to pass. Afterwards, after what? After he has restored your soul, your mind, and your body. Amen. Guess what he's going to do? He says, I'm going to pour out my spirit on all flesh. He's going to pour out his spirit on you. That's what God is going to do. Hallelujah. You see, but he can't pour out his spirit into a vessel that is not able to contain it. The vessel must be able to contain it. Amen? And if the soul and the mind and the body is not able to contain it, he can't pour his spirit until he gets it ready. Amen? But you see, God can restore it, but you need to want it. You need to expect it. You need to walk with authority. For do you know who you are? You are a royal priesthood, a chosen generation, a peculiar people. You are the apple of his eyes, amen. He says you are wonderfully and fearfully made, amen. Hallelujah. But you see, God knows your every move. God knows you intimately. And he wants you to know him intimately also, amen. Paul says, lay aside the things that so easily besets you. Amen? Tonight, lay aside the things that are so easily besetting you. And look unto the author and the finisher of your faith. Amen? The one who is able to restore. Amen? You might be sitting here tonight and saying, you know what? My relationship is not right. But how could God restore my relationship? You don't know what I've done. Well, I don't know what you've done. God knows. And I don't need to know what you have done. And you might say, you know what? I don't deserve another chance because of what I have done. Guess what? Peter didn't deserve a second chance. But you see, when God called him out, when Jesus called him out and said, told him, come unto me, he started walking underwater. But what happened? He took his eyes off and he started to sink. But Jesus was so merciful that when he cried out, Lord, help me, the Lord reached out and grabbed his hands and brought him back up. Amen? Amen? Let me tell you something. Don't allow the enemy to ever tell you that you don't deserve a second chance. Amen? Amen. See, the woman caught in the act of adultery, she didn't deserve a second chance. But because of his grace, she got a second chance. Amen. See, church, I really believe, stirring deep within my spirit, I believe that God wants to restore unto someone tonight. You see that song that we normally sing, "There is a river that flows from Emmanuel vein." Amen. That's a wonderful, wonderful testimony. I want you to know tonight as I close that God is getting ready to restore unto you tonight. I want you to get excited tonight. I want you to get mad tonight. I want you to get stirred up tonight. I want you to say to the enemy, shake off tonight the garments of heaviness and put on a garment of praise, amen. For we are charging forth in the name of Jesus. We are charging into the enemy's camp and we're going to start taking it back tonight. Get excited tonight, church. Get excited. We're going to press in tonight and we're going to take it back, amen. We're taking it back. Hallelujah. Start declaring it, church. Stand with me tonight. Stand with me tonight and start declaring tonight that we are taking it back tonight. Hallelujah. We are taking it back, for there is a river, hallelujah, that flows, hallelujah, that flows from Emmanuel's veins, amen. And we are taking it back, hallelujah. Get excited tonight. Your loved ones are going to be met tonight. Your loved ones are going to be saved tonight. That marriage is going to be healed tonight. Oh, hallelujah. That sick body is going to be healed, hallelujah. The enemy is going to be defeated, hallelujah, once again. Oh, there is a river, hallelujah. There is a river, hallelujah. Oh, do you believe there's a river tonight, hallelujah? He said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. There is a river tonight, hallelujah. There is a river flowing tonight, hallelujah. Oh, Rabba Shanda Rabbi. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, it's not by might, it's not by power, but by my spirit declares the Lord, hallelujah. Oh, the power of God is here to break strongholds tonight, to break chains in your lives tonight. Get ready tonight, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, Rabbi Shanda Rabbi. Oh, glory to God. Oh, there is an anointing here tonight. Oh, that is breaking yokes right now, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I will rejoice.
Oh, just worship him right now.
I will rejoice.
Oh, declare it tonight, hallelujah. Praise God. As they sing that song tonight, I want you to press in tonight. I want you to declare tonight. See, someone broke into your home and they stole something from you, and you found out who they were, you would probably charge into that place and grab it and take it back. Amen. If someone had taken your child and you knew where your child was, you would charge into that place and you would grab your child and take it back. Amen. I want you, as they sing that song tonight, to allow God to start stirring your soul and bringing a refreshing and bringing a renewing right now and bringing restoration right now. I want you to get excited right now. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to open tonight. I'm going to say tonight, if there's anyone here tonight, you're saying right now, I need to be restored, Lord. I want to be restored unto you, Father. I want my home, my marriage, my health, whatever it might be. I need restoration tonight. If you are saying that, I ask you to come right now, as I come to the altar right now, that we might pray with you, that God might restore unto you tonight. Hallelujah. Just come right now.
There is a